If you want an idea of where food can take us these days, take a look at an Indian chef, Vikas Khanna. He has a Michelin-starred restaurant in New York City, Junoon. He's authored an armload of books, and he hosts MasterChef's India. All fine accomplishments. But like many of his colleagues, philanthropy seems to be his main aim. For instance, Sakiv is his international relief and awareness organization. And Holy Kitchens made him a filmmaker. It's a series on holy places where beliefs and food come together. Vikas joins us from India. Vikas, it's good to have you back.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
The last time we spoke, you told us about this film project that you're doing called Holy Kitchens.
Yes.
And you have now interviewed the Dalai Lama for this.
Yes, I did.
Please tell me about that experience, because you're talking to people who are essentially religious people about the meaning of food. Is that basically what Holy Kitchens is about?
The concept comes from my homeland, where they have a temple. It's a center of Sikhism, which is called the Golden Temple in Amritsar. It's in north of India, right on the border of India and Pakistan. So they have this huge temple in which they have a community kitchen, in which everything is for free. You know, everyone who grows their crops donates. Everyone who serves there is a volunteer, and everyone who cooks there is a volunteer. And I was always so emotionally attached to it because, first of all, I learned how to roll breads there. And secondly, in my hometown, they say that no one ever sleeps hungry. So I just felt so great that if everyone contributes a little bit, you can eradicate the world's one of the greatest problems is hunger, especially in third world countries.
So you had an opportunity to speak to the Dalai Lama.
I spent a whole week with him. Now, can you beat that, how lucky I must feel about myself?
Oh, my Lord, yeah, exactly. So what did he have to say about food?
He said a prayer. He says that every grain is a sacrifice of life. May I be worthy of this sacrifice. May my unwholesome qualities turn to wholesome because I'm consuming life. It's beautiful. And, you know, I think that the beauty of being around him, that it makes you so conscious of life that you're living and the gratefulness and that you're breathing and you start feeling that you're breathing and this is such a great moment that you are alive and why am I complaining, you know? It's like he gives you that whole feeling about understanding the conscience on a very different level. One thing which I had learned very profound from him was that he said that everyone needs food. Food is life. You think we come from food and we are consumed in the end. We could be consumed by fire, by earth, by anything. You think we come from food. I think, I don't know how many books I would write in future, but I promise you there will be some quotation which has influenced me by just being around him about food.
Mm-hmm.
He also sent a foreword for my upcoming book. It's a simple foreword, but the way he explained the whole thing about journey and food and the lost traditions, that he says that through food, you can see a whole culture. If you are always sharing family-style food, it means that the culture is about binding together in so many ways. And all the rich cultures had pre-plated food. So I thought that was quite interesting that a man with that status is looking at these details about our civilization. And I think any chef who would see what he has written would be a little influenced wow, I should be so grateful that I have the opportunity to feed so many people every single day.
I'm remembering something I heard at a wake, and they said, there are places in the world where you define family by the people you eat with.
Yes.
And blood relation has nothing to do with it. Very interesting.
Nothing to do with it.
Vikas, thank you. And I can't wait to see the book.
My honor.
Vikas Khanna's book is Khanna Sutra, Food Lessons in Love.